Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
What's with these homies dissing my girl?
Tough. Everybody's wrestling with that right now. And I think the dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. The referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact are kind of, been eviscerated to a certain degree. And people go, and that people self-select where they go for their news or for their information. And then you just get into a vicious cycle.
Stupid democracy. God, I hate it. God, these people reading their own stuff and thinking for themselves and selecting their own information. Ugh. How are we supposed to usher in a giant global government based on climate change? And so exhausting. You can't even govern these days. Yeah, John Kerry, at the World Economic Forum, lamenting social media and disinformation and the balkanization of ideas. But sorry, I use that term. I should maybe not assume everybody knows that term. That's the idea that you carve up a terrain into little areas that are all sort of insular and into themselves. And when it comes to the media landscape and information landscape, it's not because you live on, Fifth Street that makes you view a thing a certain way, but because you and people from all over the country, let's say, are subscriber to a certain website or a certain Facebook page or certain Twitter accounts, that you get certain information, and that's the balkanization. Is it's not by geography or even by language, it's by ideology, and it's self-reinforcing through, the miracle of modern internets and social media particularly. So John Kerry being asked the World Economic Forum how to solve this problem, and stupid democracy goes on.
So it's really, really hard, much harder to build consensus today than at any time in the 45, 50 years I've been involved in this. And there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have, some accountability on facts, et cetera.
Yeah, how do you put some limits in place to create some accountability for some of this stuff? You know, what can we do as the government to solve this problem of stupid freedom of information? which, by the way, I'm mocking, because John Kerry deserves a lot of mocking. But also, he's not totally wrong. There really are problems in terms of, your grandma, who always shares the fake news the quickest she can before looking even on something rudimentary like fact-checking at Snopes or Politico or wherever, not even a basic look to see whether something might be right. But yeah, the perpetuation and the dissemination of false information and, ignorance and not being able to fact-check or not bothering to fact-check, or the fact that you can have different media outlets that produce news according to their slant or their selection of the information. Yeah, these are all problems. They're not. Some of them are more new based on technology. It's true. And, it's not obvious to me that your sister, the high school dropout, ought to have her own TV station and be an Instagram influencer, which is what that is. It's not obvious to me that that's a good plan for cultural perpetuation. But, here we are. So the question is, how do you solve this? How do you solve this? Well, what really gets in the way, according to John Kerry? This is the one you're wondering, where are we going with this? This is the payoff. Okay, you ready? This is the payoff. This is the clip that was making all the rounds over the weekend.
But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, hammer it out of existence.
Spoken like a great fascist. There's truth in what he says, that the First Amendment protects imbeciles, nitwits, liars. There are many you can put in this category. It protects that, yes. But maybe don't be so eager to say that's the problem. Maybe as a former U.S. senator, as a former secretary of state, as a former presidential candidate, as a now former climate czar, maybe a note on the virtue of the First Amendment would have been helpful. Maybe a comeback line or two about how, but that's also the solution, is say it better, say it clearer, be more effective, be more persuasive. It can sometimes feel like you're losing the war, and maybe we are. Time will tell. But instead of surrendering and saying, no, the totalitarians have it right, maybe a bit of a more robust defense of the First Amendment would have been nice, instead of saying...
Our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence.
Why can't we just make these dumb people shut up? It's like we don't even have power over any information. Stupid freedom. I hate it so much.
So what you need, what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change.
I'm hoping what he means by that is persuade enough people that you have a political mandate to do what needs to be done. I worry that his real view is if we could just maybe change a little bit of that freedom and, you know, rein it in just a little bit. And by the way, there is a real problem with social media that doesn't just give you what you want, but it force shoves down your throat what it thinks you want, all in the interest of getting you to stay on the site more. Like, their interest isn't you being a more informed citizen. Their interest is in you spending more time on the site, period, because they can sell more ads effectively that way to you, right? So anything that will produce more eyeball time, it's not a healthy model. But in some fairness to John Kerry, it has been the model of newspapers, magazines, television, radio for, you know, a century. We try to force feed you the stuff that we think will keep you listening. Now, some of us maybe hopefully do it a little bit differently than just that, but that is generally the model. That's how media and advertising works. So it's a little bit more sinister when it comes to the algorithm driving things on social media, but it's not fundamentally different. It's just more, not a totally different thing. But then we have one question we'll get to in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Clearwater Solutions, attention certified water and wastewater professionals. Clearwater Solutions hiring throughout Florida, on-spot interviews, Pensacola Marriott Courtyard, West 9 Mile, Thursday 9 to 3 and Friday 9 to 12. Not seeing any accidents to slow down your way in, except for if you're on I-10 eastbound, but at least it's only maybe like a five-minute delay between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. You know, Frontier Motors is a great place to get good quality used cars, cars that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, 10 to 50 or 60,000 miles in good condition. That's all they really sell, is cars that are in good condition and, you know, with good prices. And, you know, one of the things, it's a small thing, okay, but it's not something to ignore. We just had a major hurricane. Hurricanes bring water and water damage. Water damaged cars then wind up on the market, secondary market for people who aren't paying attention. Well, how do you avoid that problem? Okay, well, buy at Frontier, because they stand behind their product. They're going to make sure the car is good, clean, okay? They're also going to make sure that they stand by it for up to 100,000 miles, so you know you've got that going for it. It's just an extra layer of certainty in terms of buying a car that's used, period. You know, and I always recommend a good used car inspection of any car you buy used, okay, especially if you're buying from some corner lot or whatever somewhere, but just kind of extra these days thinking about post-hurricane, you know, what's going to be the reality of things? Well, unfortunately, this. But Frontier Motors, they will take care of you and provide for you. They've been doing it since for more than 25 years, helping Pensacola right behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to this conversation about John Kerry, his final thoughts on the matter. If you were wondering whether he's not just having a little bit of totalitarianism envy.
Now, obviously, there are some people in our country who are prepared to implement change in other ways. And
so
that's
you're
really
questioning
dangerous.
Really if democracy can survive unregulated media.
I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to deal with the challenges that we are facing. And to me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. Will we break the fever in the United States?
Our government, our way of life, our system, our Constitution is designed to be bad and slow and inefficient. He's calling for fast, powerful government. Be worried. Now, he doesn't officially represent the United States anymore, so thank God. But he is advocating for something the exact opposite of what our system is predicated on, which is that people are evil, and therefore you cannot trust them with too much power. And that if you take that power and you carve it up and you split it apart and you set it against each other, a thing called checks and balances, that ultimately that government is going to be slow and frustrating and inefficient and good, because the government you've got to be aware of is the fast one, the quick, efficient, powerful government. You have that in Russia, in China, in North Korea, under monarchs and totalitarians and despots. Okay. Now, in fairness, I'm a philosopher, you have to acknowledge, the occasional benevolent dictator. It's true. Okay? You might get somebody as king who does a really great job. And George Washington could have been a great king. He didn't take the job. You know, he refused the job. And the idea is fast government is dangerous government. Slow government is at least not going to make too big of a mistake too quickly. So his lament that democracy, so slow, so weak. Thank God. Because it provides space for things like, you know, churches and businesses and social organizations and the individual human. Because when the government is big, the person is small. And when the government is small, the person can be big. It doesn't mean it's always perfect. There will always be problems. But when your solution is fundamentally anti-constitutional, wishing we could be faster, more efficient, less freedom, I'm scared of you, sir. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Andrew, we've got Pensacola Symphony tickets to give away.
Fine! I'll give them away now! Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, October the 5th at 7:30 p.m., opening night for the Symphony Orchestra. And you can have two tickets to go see, we're going to have 99th season commences with Rachmaninoff, Second Piano Concerto, and a pairing for star-crossed lovers, Prokofiev's Suite from Romeo and Juliet, and Bernstein's Symphonic Dances from West Side Story. Is it Bernstein or Bernstein? I always forget. I can say it's Prokofiev, Bernstein. But I can't remember what it's Bernstein or Bernstein. I think it's Bernstein, right? Somebody's going to be like, I'm going to type him, his pronunciation problems. Anyway, two tickets for you. Be fast. Caller number 1-437-1620. Win right now.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life. And Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We need more Calgon.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Good morning, 823 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somebody here texts in and says, How is it possible that we have a president who has not been removed from office yet? How can we get rid of him? I'm really worried about our country not having an effective leader right now. And my answer was, yeah, Congress can't do it because of gridlock. That would be the normal pathway for impeachment removal due to incompetence. The 25th Amendment would be the other way, but then you got to get the cabinet involved, and they're not willing to act, obviously, at least not until the election. I suspect, but it wouldn't surprise me if Biden resigned from office after the election, or if they kicked him out. I mean, who knows? I don't know. But I wouldn't be all that surprised to have a president if Harris wins the election.
Okay, if Harris wins the election. In this point, we have an inefficient government, and that's to our detriment. I've been talking about the virtue of inefficient government. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of downside to an efficient government. There definitely is. 824 here on News Radio 92.3. You have a winner for me, John? Somebody who won the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra tickets?
I do. Leslie at Pensacola.
All right. Congratulations. We'll have more tickets to give away. And the afternoon show at Pensacola right now has FSU tickets. Highly coveted. Sorry, it's just mean. Didn't mean to be mean, a little bit. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Just a little bit. A hit-and-run crash happening right now on Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road. No roadblock associated with that one, but that's definitely causing you some delays. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, this is a great reminder. Somebody texted in and said, I just got in the end of that conversation you were having, that monologue about the who scares you about democracy. Who is it that scares you? It was John Kerry. But it's a reminder. I used to teach for a long time. I taught logic and ethics, college logic and ethics, and loved it. I love teaching in the classroom. One of the great advantages of teaching in the classroom is you get to see the reaction. So if the joke doesn't work, you know right away. the other great advantage is you know that for the most part, they've been with you the whole hour. And they've probably been with you all 45 hours throughout the semester, most of it. So you can kind of build on and take for granted that the problem with radio is you're in, you're out, you're coming, you're going, and I don't get to see anybody. You're in, I don't know if you're listening now or later or whatever. And so you're coming into a conversation in radio, they talk about resets and, resetting the conversation for the people who are new. And I'm terrible at this, I'm sorry. But here's the point. We have a podcast. And on the podcast page, you can go and listen to the full hours. All four of them, if you dare, every day. John does a really great job putting those podcasts up, and you can get them on the app, the News Radio Pensacola app. That's what WNRP stands for, News Radio Pensacola, the WNRP app, News Radio Pensacola. And you can listen there, and you can listen to the podcast. It's very easy. So it's just my way of saying there's more than just the 18 minutes in your car that you catch. And if you happen to miss something, you can always go catch the podcast. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Western North Carolina and East Tennessee still reeling in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Officials in Tennessee say there's still 100 people that are unaccounted for. Asheville, North Carolina, tripled their count of people that were killed in the storm, with 40 being the number reported yesterday. Overall death toll up to 130 across the southeast.
And that number's going to get a lot bigger, I fear, with 600 people still missing.
Terrible. Yeah. Just terrible, the damage. Two widely used abortion drugs are now considered to be dangerous controlled substances in Louisiana. Governor Jeff Landry signed a law back in May to reclassify mifepristone and misoprostol. Under that law, it's illegal for anybody to possess those drugs without a prescription. And today, the first Tuesday of October, is now National Taco Day from now on. Apparently, this change had to go through the official channels at the National Calendar Day organization.
And their strict requirements.
Right. They do have strict rules on that. Taco Bell led the charge on this. But, they've moved that celebration. It's now the first Tuesday of every October. So that would be today.
There's deals at various taco places today, but the Taco Bell deals are the weirdest. It's every hour, if you have the app, and they're giving you $1 deals, like 10,000 of each deal for the first 10,000. Too much work for not even something that's free.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's got to be free and relatively easy, or I'm out. And you kind of did too many things to make it hard for me, so I'm not interested. David, thanks so much for the update, but it is a good Tuesday to eat tacos or whatever. We haven't talked much about this all day, and I feel bad about it because I have strong opinions about the matter, but Charlie Hustle has passed away. Pete Rose died, and of course, now I figure he'll go in the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest baseball players to ever live, and it was so petty to deprive him of that during his lifetime. And to make an example out of him, and we now have, we got the Shohei Ohtani gambling thing. We got the name, image, and likeness revenue, for kids. We got online betting is legal now. I mean, just it's crazy that during his lifetime, because of whatever personal grudge, or I won't admit I'm wrong, they wouldn't let the man have this Hall of Fame status. It's the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Good Behavior. I mean, it's for the greatest baseball players ever. And he was one of the greatest baseball players ever. He represented the epitome of old school baseball. I mean, that slide in the All-Star game when it didn't matter, but it did because everything matters, was the epitome of old school baseball. That's what we loved about the game. Then it wasn't nice, kind, snowflake, everybody gets a trophy. You know, it was win to win to win. You know, spikes up, slide hard, do your stuff. You know, that's the game that I grew up loving, and he epitomized that. Oh, it's just terrible. Now, I did get a text in from somebody earlier in the day. They made, I thought, was a really good point. They said, there's a sense in which maybe Pete Rose benefited from the ban because he became an ongoing conversation, and a lot of people who would otherwise, young people who would otherwise not know who he is, know who he is precisely because of the ban, you know, and the 4,000 hits and the three World Series rings and the 17 All-Star games and all that. And that's true. And here's what I thought about. I thought the average person, let's say 25 and under, who kind of follows sports, definitely knows who Pete Rose is. Do they equally know who Tony Gwynn is? Do they know who Jose Canseco, Nolan Ryan, Ryan Sandberg, Cal Ripken? Do they know Daryl Strawberry? Do they know that era of players? Not likely compared to the fact that they know Pete Rose.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 45,000 dock workers are on strike at ports on the East and Gulf Coasts, rejecting a new six-year contract offer.
International Longshoremen's Association President Harold Daggett.
Right now, everything is off the table.
Dock workers are demanding a better contract, including higher pay and protection from being replaced by robots.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. The first port strike since 1977. West Coast dock workers agreed on a new contract last year. The Israeli military says it's conducting ground raids in Lebanon, following up on airstrikes meant to take out Hezbollah militant fighters and infrastructure.
We're told these ground raids are limited, localized, and targeted. Lebanon says more than 1,000 people have been killed in the last 2 weeks and up to 1 million displaced.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, a Hezbollah spokesman, says it's a lie that Israeli troops have entered Lebanon. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is sunny and 71 degrees right now in Pensacola. Today, the new state law banning public camping goes into effect. That prohibits anybody from sleeping on public property across the state and requires local governments to enforce that law, or they could be held liable.
We've been meeting with for months now. We have kind of had an eye towards October.
Yeah.
Thinking that the county may call us and say, hey, we have people on a right-of-way. Can you help remove them per state law? So we're prepared for that. We're ready, certainly willing to do what needs to be done.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons there, and he says so far, though, the county has not contacted his office about removing anybody that's camping on county property. The law does go into effect today, but local governments can't be sued for not enforcing it until next year. The law would also allow for the creation of designated homeless camps with security and access to running water and access to mental health and addiction services. So far, though, no such camp is being planned here in our area. A Pensacola man being sentenced to 22 years in federal prison on drug and firearm charges. 42-year-old Willie Frank Gordon was sentenced after a previous conviction on federal charges of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine and cocaine, possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug-related crime, and possession of a firearm by a felon, as well as a federal supervised release violation. It's been a lot of fatal motorcycle crashes around the area lately. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says it's a big problem, and there's multiple reasons for it.
So, number one, people have to pay attention, and as you know, they don't. A lot of people are out here texting and driving and, you know, doing everything but paying attention. I pulled over a lady for putting on makeup, driving down the road with the sun visor down, looking in the mirror, putting on makeup. I mean, you can't make stuff up. So if they're not paying attention and don't see cars, they're definitely not going to see a motorcyclist because, you know, obviously they're harder to see.
Johnson also says motorcycle riders need to pay close attention and obey all traffic laws. He says he often sees motorcycles riding at excessive speed. Florida Senator Rick Scott says you can call his office if you run into problems with FEMA. Senator Scott touring in Hurricane Helene affected areas this week. He says some of the damage he saw was devastating and said anybody who was affected by Helene can contact him. Well, thanks to social media, a grateful mother will be able to personally thank those who saved her son's life. Kristen Tagle took to Facebook to share what happened to her five-year-old son last week at Disney World. About 20 seconds into the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, he passed out. When that ride ended, she brought him to a hallway where she began CPR until a Disney staff member got an AED and used that to shock him and bring him to. Tagle says her husband ran for help and found a nurse and an EMT who continued to perform CPR until EMTs arrived. And her son did survive, and she found out he had a genetic heart disease. In her Facebook post, Tagle asked thanked everyone who came to her son's aid, and in a recent update said she found them and said she was overwhelmed by love and support. It's 8:35 now at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still dealing with that hit and run crash that happened on Pine Forest Road and West 9 Mile Road at that intersection. So just, it's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some major delays in that area. So just be prepared for that. Also 98 heading into Gulf Breeze. You're going to see some delays there just with congestion and lots of cars. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today with just a few passing clouds, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Keeping that sunny weather around for your Wednesday, high near 89 degrees. Low Wednesday night near 69 degrees. For Thursday, rain chances increase with a 50% chance of rain, high near 85. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we do have 71 degrees across the area right now. Your money now. Markets down this morning. The Dow is down 257 points at 4273. S&P down 33 points at 5729. The NASDAQ down 114 points at 1874. 10-year bond rate down a bit at 3.7%. Gold prices up 1480 at 2674. Silver prices up 35 cents at 3181. And Bitcoin is down $424 at 63,021. Dock workers along the East and Gulf coasts are on strike.
The contract between the International Longshoremen's Association and the United States Maritime Alliance has officially expired without renewal. The two sides had been working on renewing their contract but failed to come to an agreement before the contract expired at midnight today.
And that is Rocco Rivera. Dock workers asking for more pay, and they also want protections against automation. Analysts say this disruption could cost the U.S. economy billions of dollars each day. It also threatens to stop the flow of household goods, clothing, toys, cars, and about anything else you can imagine, and right before the holiday season. Well, Ford's going to be giving people that buy or lease a Mustang, Mach-E, F-150, Lightning, or E-Transit a free electric vehicle home charger. They say they'll also install it for free. The automaker says EVs are an excellent choice for many people, and they say charging those vehicles just got easier. Ford's also given EV owners access to Tesla's superchargers by providing them with an adapter. A lot of people have cut back on non-essential spending lately, like eating out. USDA economist Megan Schweitzer says those prices are now headed up.
Food away from home or restaurant prices are predicted to increase by 4.1%.
She says the added cost isn't from the purchase of the food, but covering the cost of the staff at the restaurants. 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Scenic Hills Country Club thanks you, Pensacola, for naming us Best of the Bay 2024.
We are honored and enjoy providing you with a first-class experience on the course and in the dining room. Visit ScenicHills.com to plan your visit. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Hurricane Helene threatens the Gulf Coast.
Hurricane warning all along Apalachicola and the Big Bend area.
When you need to know.
I just saw something flash across the stream that there's a tropical storm warning for South Walton County.
When warnings go up, News Radio 92.3's full team coverage goes into overdrive.
Helene has a different story for everybody. Storm surge 20 feet around Cedar Key.
Hurricane season is not over yet. When you need to know. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So earlier today, I came across what I consider to be the most effective clickbait headline I think I have ever seen. The headline was from Country Living Magazine online. This is the most unhealthy fast food burger in America, according to a new study. To which I thought, well, 100% of the people that see that headline are clicking. Not because they want to know which one's unhealthy. Nobody cares. They want to know which one tastes good. Because guaranteed, the one that's the most unhealthy is going to be the one that tastes good. Duh. And which made me think, this is great advertising. Like, every smart burger place owner will put up a billboard that says, we have the most unhealthy burgers in town. Do it. Do it. It'd be a great ad. Okay. That's not the point of the conversation. That just got me started. The answer, in case you're wondering, and they put in, was a Five Guys cheeseburger. They said was the most unhealthy. And it turns out that this is among fast food chains. You know, so they had Whataburger and Carl's Jr. and, you know, Wendy's and Sonic and Shake. They had all kinds of stuff in there. But that led to me to an actual question of the day. I'm just kind of giving you a little of the history here, if you care. Is Five Guys fast food? See, I don't think so. But exactly where do you draw that line and how do you draw it? That's my question for the day. So 437-1620, is Five Guys fast food? And what I really want is, give me some line straddlers. Like, give me some examples of restaurants that are close to the boundary, or how you would decide. Like, how do you say whether something qualifies as fast food or not? And then give me maybe an example of this is in or out of the category. See, I would say that Five Guys is not fast food. They actually have a category now. It's called fast casual. Okay. But I don't think it's fast food. They don't have a drive through. Okay. And it's not that fast. You know, you go to sit down at your table and then they bring you your stuff, right? Because they're cooking it. It's not fast food. I mean, that's semi-sit down. That's, you know, low to no tip. Okay, that's fast casual. It's not fast food. So 437-1620, what is fast food? What is not fast food? Give me some line, you know, give me some characteristics, or tell me who's on which side of that line, you know, because that's kind of where I think this is going to go. John, so first of all, you think Five Guys is fast food?
Oh, definitely.
Every day I have to work with you.
Every single day.
Then why? Why is Five Guys fast food?
Because you had the drive-through argument. I get that. But some buildings, you cannot physically do it. So it's like you still go in. But you don't. Nobody's serving you. You actually go and get your food. I mean, they're cooking it, yes, right in front of you.
So Golden Corral is fast food?
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean, you go get it, yeah?
But you still tip the waitress and you'd still sit down
for
at the table.
For drinks and coffee, sure. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, still sit down at the table. This you can just grab and go.
How do you feel about Panda Express? Is Panda Express fast food?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
You got a drive-thru.
So weirdly, I don't want to call Panda Express fast food.
Why is that?
I don't know. I can't. It feels fancier than that. I mean, I know it's all sitting there, made.
Right.
All they have to do is throw it in a container. There is a drive-through. Mm-hmm. Nobody's serving you. It's got all the characteristics of a fast food place. I don't feel like that's fast food. Like there's some category prohibition, like Chinese can't be fast food. It can't be true. I mean, I'm just dumb. I'm sure I'm just wrong about this. 437-1620. Let's see. We're getting good texts in here. If you have to stand up when placing your order, that's fast food. Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, like, is Pounders fast food? I guess it's not made to order. They're making it all the time. You order it at the counter. You don't tip somebody. There's no drive-through, but we've decided that's not a characteristic. Okay, I guess it is. Maybe it's this. Fast food is service features and quality. And I feel like fast food is always not the high qualityist.
Qualityist?
You know, like, if it's really good and really fast, the good is more important than the fast. And fast food is not great. I'm not saying I don't love fast food. I'm just saying it's not great. Right? Right? 437-1620. Let's go traffic on the fives. We'll come back to these texts in a second. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened over on Pine Forest Road and West 9 Mile Road. Not much delay associated with that, but I just wanted you to be aware of that. I-10, I-110, Highway 90 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I mean, I'm trying to think through this. Like, if Jackson's had drive-through. I know, it's absurd. But, you know, like, if, you know, like, Iron had drive, like, you know, it still wouldn't be fast food, right? It would still be good, great food, right? So there's something about fast food that has to be bad to qualify. Am I wrong? Am I just being elitist about this? Maybe that's my problem. 437-1620, do I consider Subway fast food? Yeah. Subway has to be, but of course, typically, I mean, often they don't have a drive-through. Okay, often it's just walk up in the mall. Even though that's made to order, you know, it's assembled in front of your face, right? If it comes in a paper bag, it's fast food. Okay, or plastic. Subway comes in plastic, not paper. 437-1620. The new 9 Mile roadside is supposed to have a drive-through. Is that a Five Guys thing? Not familiar, but okay, fair enough. Fast food comes in a bag. Somebody says Sonny's has a drive-through, but that's not fast food. That's a good point.
It depends on if you're in a...
I don't know what I'm thinking now. I'm all confused. I'm all turned around.
You've got me confused.
Look, Burger King, McDonald's, and Wendy's is fast food.
We agree on that.
Jackson's is not.
Right.
Nor is Golden Corral. Not to put Jackson's and Golden Corral in the same category. It's terrible. But, you know, I mean, not that it's terrible. Just, like, they're not in the same category. But where is that line? I felt like I knew before, and now I don't know. Food trucks are fast food, even if they're great, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Somebody says, if I have to stand at the counter and order, Jason's Deli, Chipotle. You stand in order, but it's not fast food. See, Chipotle is a good example. I would call Chipotle fast food. It's really good. There's no drive-thru. Well, I guess some of them have a drive-thru. It's relatively cheap, except for the guacamole, which is outrageously expensive. But that's fast food, right? Chipotle is fast food. Feel like I ought to have a better perspective on all this. I'm getting all turned around. Where does the Waffle House fall in your category? Oh, definitely not fast food. Definitely. I mean, super unhealthy. And yummy. But not fast food made to order. I mean, made fast. Crap.
See? You're starting to get on yourself.
I know.
There.
I feel like all of a sudden I don't know anything. Panda Express, I'd like to point out the last part of the name, Express. Okay, fine. if it has a value menu, that's a key indicator of fast food. Oh, that's an interesting point. I'll have to consider that. I feel like we're trying too hard now, though, but that's a good point. One of the toughest questions you've asked, and I agree with you about Panda Express, it's not fast food, but it is pretty fast. just to be politically correct, we shouldn't call it fast food. We should call it restaurant fluid. Case in point, if you consider Subway fast food, then have the same business premise where a lot of Five Guys don't have drive-through and Subway's the same way. You wait for your food the same amount of time as making fast food. Yeah. No, that's true. You probably wait about that. I mean, Subway entertains you while you wait, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get to interact while they're making it, so you don't feel like it's taking too long. If a waiter takes your order and a server brings you food, it's not fast food. So I would agree. But the absence of a server and them bringing your food doesn't make it fast food automatically. Although maybe you say it does. Maybe just to make the category. Let's see. Lack of a food server makes it fast food. Okay. Sonny's is takeout, but not fast food. Fast food's in the eye of the beholder. Andrew, you're a giant relativist. Always knew it. I consider Waffle House fast food. Waffle House is American. Hibachi. Oh, I like that. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, except that unfortunately to be a hibachi, they have to turn them around and face you so that they... Oh my God, how much fun would Waffle House be if the fry grill was facing you instead of away from you? Like you could watch them from the counter or from the glass... Oh, I think I just innovated Waffle House.
I know.
And you could have them, tossing little pieces of ham in their hat like a hibachi griller. So I get paid to do this show. That's the amazing part. I get paid to do this show. I don't know how that happens. We have fun, that's for sure. Have fun at your work. Oh, yeah, I do. If they offer a kid's meal with a toy or their fast food. No, because lots of restaurants offer, kid's meals. You've distracted me now. Does that mean Sonic is not fast food because they have servers?
Here we go.
Oh, you're evil. That's a great question. Is the drive-in fast? I don't know what to tell you. That's a great question. You win the good question of the day contest. Any gas station with a food counter, and then somebody says, squirrel! Accurate. I don't know what you mean. I have no idea what you're talking about. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home and trying to decide what to do, is now the time? The interest rates, what's the market doing? Are people getting back in or not getting back in yet? Are they getting back in too fast? What are prices going to do? Are we going to see a decline in 10 years because of all the, the population curve? Good questions. What about insurance and what does insurance rate mean for me selling my home? Am I going to have to replace my roof, my water heater, my AC? Good questions. Don't ask me. Ask a good real estate agent. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. They'll answer these questions. They'll help you ask better ones. They sold 175 homes last year, over 122 so far this year, on track to be about the same this year. That's in an industry that has sold a lot fewer homes in the last year, because just various reasons. 723-9158, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
What you do on the field, every part of it matters.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the Clemson Tigers this Saturday night for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
Clemson takes on FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I fooled ya!
I had a dream. We were sipping whiskey.
What now, John? What are you upset about me now for?
You said that you make some great chicken, and I'm like, okay, prove it to me.
Yeah, well, Mike Wiggins is in here talking about Panda Express and how much he likes them, and they are good quality fast food, and we're talking about that. And I said, well, the problem is limited opportunities for other food. Like, I like to go to the Chinese place and order a lot of different. Mushu chicken is my favorite. And he says, well, the orange chicken. I'm like, oh, yeah, no. My boys, that's all they ever order is the orange chicken. And it is good, but I know how to make it at home. Or a version of it, like a clone recipe.
So bring it. I mean, we're hungry in
the
mornings.
Dude, I'm not getting up at 3 a.m. to cook for the show. Of just the recipe.
No,
okay.
No,
it's in
I
that,
really want you to get up earlier.
Yeah. There's a guy out there. I can't remember his name. Todd Wilbur is his name. He's got a whole series of books that are restaurant clone recipes. So if you like the food at the Olive Garden or the Steakhouse or, you know, Waffle House or whatever, he's got the recipe that's sort of an imitation of it. And I have learned so many good recipes from his series of books. Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah. So, you know, there you go.
Go ahead and make some for us. I really want to see it. See?
Let me get the impression I'm getting from you, John, is you just want me to bring in free food for you.
I love that. All That's right. a great idea. I don't know why
so
you came up with that.
So uncharacteristic for a radio guy. John's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Actually, I-10 and I-110 are flowing very smoothly. Not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Love free food.
I know it. Oh, sobering reality. This is something that we haven't talked much about. I kind of mentioned it in passing. Obviously, the human toll from Helene has been horrific, and it will continue to become worse. It's this number at 140 or so right now is going up and going up dramatically. I would be. I don't want to say, but, you know, if we've got 600 people missing, it doesn't take a lot of uncharitable assumptions to figure that that death toll is going to get a lot bigger, unfortunately. But it's not just death. It's not just loss of roads, which is obviously going to be a big problem. It's not just loss of infrastructure and houses. The crops, you know, we're in peanut harvest season, and cotton, you know, buds are open. And if it rains heavy on the cotton buds, it kills them, you know, like. We're talking massive devastation to the agriculture. Now, on Monday, we're going to have Ron Jenkins on for every first Monday of every month. We're going to have him on to talk about how he's seeing it across Northwest Florida. But, man, it's likely to be massively bad. And if you look back at, if you look back at some of the hurricanes that we've had in recent history, you're talking like Hurricane Ian was $1 billion in agricultural damage. Okay, including about $250 million for citrus, about $200 million for vegetable and melon, $200 million for nursery and greenhouse. You know, you don't think about that. Like all of these shrubs and like Mike's nodding his head over here is, you know, if you had a nursery that got hit, I mean, it's all gone. It's all gone. And if there's a widespread area, that's an impact on the market because of it. God, on top of that, we got the longshoreman strike. I mean, don't get me started. Just other things, you know, you had, where was the other numbers I saw? It wasn't just that from Idalia and some of the other storms. But anyway, you know, oh yeah, Hurricane Idalia had $276 million in production lost. Beef, cattle, dairy, poultry, and agriculture lost $157 million from Idalia. So this is going to be massive loss for the farmers. And, you know, we always talk with Ryan, and it always feels like, and maybe this is one of the values of talking to Ryan so much, is they are super optimistic. They're devoted to their craft. We're a little worried about the next generation, but farmers barely get by every year. You know, if farmers weren't willing to live in an environment where the work is satisfying because of the stress and the heartache and the pain and the financial risk, I mean, I don't know what we do for food, but they do every year. They get back out there and they make cotton and they make peanuts and, you know, they make soybeans and they raise cattle. And, you know, so anyway, I am sure the numbers off of Helene from the agricultural damage are going to be enormous and horrifying, which is, you know, really sad to see. 437-1620-43 and lots of livestock. Somebody else pointed out livestock is going to be lost as well. Sure. You know, absolutely. Terrible. Things that are coming up, things that you can do here locally, always lots of activities. We've got Taste of Gulf Breeze comes up on Friday. I will be there, so that is always a good time from 6 to 9 at the Community Center. We'll be giving away some tickets to that throughout the week. Brunch and Bubbles, another good food event at Portofino for Gulf Coast Kids Out, great charity. October 27th, find out more at newsradio923.com. DragonBoatFestival.com. We've also got the Dragon Boat Festival. That comes up October 12th, so that is about a week and a half away on that Saturday. That's really easy. You never get tired when you do it. No, it's good fun for charity, and you'll ache for a long time afterwards. Bands on the Beach also coming up on October. That's tonight. Blind Mullet Band is tonight. So you can go out at 7 o'clock on the beach and have a good time and enjoy some music and share some time with some folks and dance around and have a good time. Anyway, that's it for us. Mike Wiggins up next with The Garden Line on Pep Talk. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.